showtime.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's
welcome.
The picture that got
to
small.
The real.
What kind of a big deal?
Hello?
Got the painting king. With great
the painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Great. Small wizard Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away.
What have you done to its eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the prolific American author, Stephen King. Stephen King has published over 60 novels and numerous short stories, and is generally known for his work on horror, the supernatural, and fantasy genres. He's one of the best known and most successful authors in the world, with many of his novels adapted into some of the biggest movies of our time. The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, and The Shining are just to name a few. And along the way, he has had some dark times with an extremely disturbing incident that happened when he was just 4 years of age. And I will elaborate on that one a little bit further in Five Fun Facts. And also getting hit by an out-of-control caravan, which tossed him 14 feet back in 1999 when he was 51. He has sold around 350 million books, and our mnemonic today will be on Stephen King's top 6 books. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. King was born in Portland, Maine on September the 21st, 1947. His father, Donald Edwin King, a traveling vacuum salesman after returning from World War II, was born in Indiana with the surname Pollock, changing it to King as an adult. King's mother was Nellie Ruth King. Called the King of Horror, his books have sold more than 350 million copies as of 2006, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. He has also written approximately 200 short stories, most of which have been published in his book collections. His debut, Carrie, was published in 1974 and was followed by Salem's Lot, The Shining, The Stand, and The Dead Zone. Different Seasons, a collection of 4 novellas, was one of his first major departures from the horror genre. The novellas provided the basis for the films Stand By Me and The Shawshank Redemption. King has published under the pseudonym Richard Bachman and has co-written books with other authors, notably his friend Peter Straub and sons Joe Hill and Owen King. Several of King's works have won the Bram Stoker and August Derleth Awards. He has also won awards for his overall contribution to literature, including the 2003 Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters, the 2007 Grand Master Award from the Mystery Writers of America, and the 2014 National Medal of Arts. Joyce Carol Oates called King a brilliantly rooted, psychologically realistic writer for whom the American scene has been a continuous source of inspiration, and American popular culture a vast cornucopia of possibilities. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Stephen King, top 6 books, is TISM. Now that is spelt with 3 T's, ISM. Now, TISM, which is an acronym for This Is Serious Mum, was actually a band that was formed in Melbourne, Australia, who were known for their dark humour and sarcasm, and of course their headdress, which were balaclavas. So they were quite odd, maybe a little bit like Stephen King, in a good way. And if you go and check out some of their videos on YouTube, I'm sure the mnemonic will be quite memorable. So we picture Stephen King playing the guitar, which he actually does, with the Melbourne band TISM, along with wearing their standard headdress, which is a balaclava. So we'll get into it. For the TISM, the first T, The Green Mile, and the second T, The Shining, and the third T, The Stand. the I for it, and the S, Salem's Lot, and the M, misery. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Stephen King, top six books. And the mnemonic is TISM. For the TISM, the first T is the Green Mile, the second T, the Shining, and the third T, the Stand. The I is it, the S, Salem's Lot, and the M, misery. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. Not only has King published numerous books under his name, but also under the pseudonym Richard Bachman. Why, you ask? Well, it was because it allowed him to publish more than the accepted one standard book per year. And fact number two. People come from all over the world to view Stephen King's house, which is situated at 47W Broadway, Bangor in Maine. Now, apart from looking like a haunted house straight out of one of King's novels, it is one of the most photographed houses in America. And fact number three. The book Carrie was found in the trash by Stephen King's wife. King was not happy with the first draft, so he threw it in the bin. His wife found it, read it, and convinced King to give it another try. And fact number four. There is darkness in King's writing and also in his life. Though he cannot remember, when he was just 4 years old, he went out with his friend to play by the railway tracks. King returned home later, but tragically without his friend, who had been run over by a train. Now, his mother had the unenviable job of picking up the pieces and placing them in a wicker basket. And the last fact, fact number five. King got the idea for The Shining when he went on a family holiday to the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. After the book's success, he wrote an adapted screenplay for Stanley Kubrick. Kubrick was not a fan of King and refused to even read it, instead writing his own with novelist Diane Johnson. Now, King took a firm disdain to Kubrick's version, so much so that he wrote his own version of The Shining for the ABC, which starred Steven Weber and Rebecca De Mornay. Now on to
the three-question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Stephen King follows which baseball team? And your options are New York Yankees, Detroit Tigers, or Boston Red Sox. And question two. What was King's first published novel? And question three. What is King's longest book? And your options are The Stand, It, or Salem's Lot. And we have two bonus questions. And the first one is, name the two actors who starred in the movie adaptation of Misery. And our last bonus question, what breed of dog was Stephen King's Cujo? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for Stephen King, top six books, is TISM. For the TISM, we take the first T for The Green Mile, the second T, The Shining, and the third T, The Stand. The I for it, the S, Salem's Lot, and the M for misery. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, Stephen King follows which baseball team? And your options were New York Yankees, Detroit Tigers, or Boston Red Sox. And Stephen King follows the baseball team, the Boston Red Sox. And question two, what was King's first published novel? And Stephen King's first published novel was Carrie. That was in 1973. And though it was his first published, it was actually his sixth novel. Now, just speaking of novels, the other night I was taking out the bin and there was a man on the street throwing Stephen King novels at people walking down the footpath. Anyway, I couldn't figure out why. Then, it hit me. And question three. What is King's longest book? And your options were The Stand, It, or Salem's Lot. And Stephen King's longest book is The Stand, which was published in 1978 and was a stupendous 1,152 pages long. And that was after 400 pages were cut. And our first bonus question, name the two actors who starred in the movie adaptation of Misery. And the two actors who starred in the movie adaptation of Misery were James Caan, who played novelist Paul Sheldon, and Kathy Bates, who played his biggest fan, former nurse Annie Wilkes. And our last bonus question, what breed of dog is Stephen King's Cujo? And the breed of dog that Stephen King's Cujo is a Saint Bernard, which was actually inspired by a real big angry Saint Bernard he came across at a motorcycle repair shop. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is auberge, and that is spelt A-U-B-E-R-G-E. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is an inn, hostel. And our simple example today is the Overlook Hotel in The Shining was no auberge accommodation, rather a haunted building with a power to possess. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com. On the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.